God bless you. My wife Judy is not with us this day. She's at home. She's been cancer-free for a couple of years, and when during one of her regular checkups, they found some cancer. So she's been doing treatments again. That's the bad news. The good news is it looks like they'll be able to do a stem cell transplant, which will kind of cancer she has does come back every couple of years for some reason, is the way I understand it. So she's scheduled for a stem cell transplant if this cancer is going down. So we're grateful. And it was beautiful to hear Trisha's voice this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the desk camp, too, or whatever they call that thing. Echo. I love it. Thank you. All right. And thank you for those of you who braved the weather this morning. Where were you, by the way? For the sunrise service? You're the best. It was crazy. It was. Yeah. And that air coming off of the pond didn't help.
I've been to many of them.
Yeah, he's good. Just a quick thing I forgot to. There's some booklets on the back on the table there. Easter devotion, this one, and there's another one, Easter devotion. There's a Redeemer, and you'd be blessed if you pick them up and take them home. Good thing to see something else coming back since COVID. The churches in Gadsden County have what they call Hallelujah Night, and they're starting them back again on Sunday, April the 30th. So they'll be meeting Glenn Julius, the United Methodist Church.